lie or sit comfortably. Feel the warm softness of the blanket covering you. Allow yourself to relax. Close your eyes if you want to. Be as relaxed as you want to be. You will hear sounds in the room, sounds outside. I want you to focus on the sound of my voice. And now, focus on your breathing. Feel the coolness of the air going in through your nose and breathe out slowly. Enjoy the gentle rhythm of breathing as you relax and let go. Now, I want you to think about the top of your head. Many people don't realize that tension often starts in the little muscles of the scalp. So I want you to think about those little muscles and the skin of your scalp and just allow them to let go and relax. Now all the muscles of your face, just let them go slack. Your forehead and your eyes and eyelids, the cheeks, mouth and jaw muscles. It's a wonderful feeling when you let your face totally relax, because you can actually feel the skin settling, smoothing out. It might mean that your mouth opens slightly, but whatever's best to you, just let it happen. Unclenching your teeth and relaxing your tongue, because the more you physically relax, the more you can mentally relax. Thinking about your neck and shoulder muscles now, and into the tops of your arms, letting all tensions drain away as you think on down through your elbows, into your forearms, down through your wrists and into your hands. Right the way down into the very tips of your fingers and tips of your thumbs. Just letting all those muscles let go and relax. And now think about your breathing, noticing that you're breathing even more steadily, even more slowly, as you relax more and more. So you can let any tension in the chest area simply drain away as you think on down to your stomach muscles, letting those muscles relax too. Think down into your back now, the long muscles either side of the spine. Just let those muscles relax. And your waist, and your main thigh muscles, as you think on down through your knees, down through the shins and calves, just allowing all those areas to relax and let go. As you think on down through your ankles, through your feet, into the very tips of your toes, all the muscles of your body beautifully relaxed and easy, very lazy. And now you're so beautifully relaxed, nobody wanting anything, nobody expecting anything, and absolutely nothing whatsoever for you to do except to relax. I want you just to let your mind and your imagination drift, feeling lazy, easy and comfortable. And I want you to imagine that you're standing on the terrace of a lovely old house. A house like a stately home or country mansion. You can feel the sun on your head and shoulders. Not too hot, just comfortable. And there's a gentle breeze playing against your skin. As you look around you, you notice an elegant marble flight of steps. 10 broad steps leading down into a beautiful sunken garden. A garden where you sense peace, well-being and comfort. Make it really vivid in your mind. In a moment, I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And as I count all the way down from 10 down to 0, I want you to imagine that each number is a step down on this beautiful staircase. A step down towards this beautiful garden. And each step you take is another step down into deeper and even deeper levels of relaxation. So that by the time you get to 0, you will be as deeply relaxed as you can ever imagine, while still being able to hear and respond to the sound of my voice. 10. Take the first step down now, relaxing and letting go. 9. Feeling more and more relaxed. No need to hurry, plenty of time. 8. Moving down easily now. 7. Deeper and deeper. 6. Deeper still, your breathing becoming slower and steadier. 5. Really relaxing now. Just let go. 4. Becoming calmer and calmer. 3. Calmer still now. 2. More and more relaxed. 1. All the way down now to 0. And now you find yourself in this wonderful garden. You can feel the softness of the newly cut grass beneath your feet as the scent of masses upon masses of brightly coloured flowers seems to envelop you. And there's the gentle sound of birds singing, echoing faintly in the stillness of the air. It's almost a magical place, stretching into the distance as far as the eye can see in all directions, with beautiful shrubs, tall elegant trees, and an ornamental fountain which seems to feed into a gently trickling stream. This fascinates you, and you wander to the edge of the stream and gently lower yourself down onto the soft grassy bank. And just sit for a while, gazing into the cool, clear water, marvelling at the sense of tranquility that sweeps over you, and listening to the faint sound of the fountain splashing into the pool that feeds this gentle stream. After a little while, you lay back on the grass and gaze up at the clearest of blue skies. And as you relax more and more, your eyes begin to close, and you just drift off into a deep and relaxing sleep. And as you sleep, you have a dream. You dream that your whole body is becoming lighter, lighter and lighter. So light that you feel you must surely begin to float on air at any moment. And then you feel yourself just floating and drifting, gently borne aloft and supported by the softest of warm breezes. And you can somehow see through your closed eyelids that you're floating in a sea of colour. A warm sea of colour that relaxes and comforts you as you just drift. Suspended in warmth and colour that seems somehow unreal and yet at the same time has a comfortingly familiar feel to it. You're aware of misty reds and orange, soft muted yellow tones, gentle greens and blues that seem somehow like clouds, and the deepest, softest indigos and violets that you could ever have imagined. And it begins to dawn on you that you're floating in a rainbow, a magical rainbow. Because in this rainbow, time and space doesn't exist in the same way that we usually know it. You might have floated there for just a moment, or for 100 years, maybe for a lifetime, or just perhaps for the blinking of an eye. You could have floated forwards in time, to a time that could be far beyond our future, or maybe back in time, back before your own lifetime. It gradually begins to seem to you that you might even be able to float here for just as long as you wish, with this wonderful relaxed feeling. Just floating and drifting through this magical sea of gentle flowing colours where time seems to be suddenly of so little importance. You are still pondering on these thoughts when you feel yourself beginning to float gently downwards, lower and lower, softly sinking down, down through this beautiful rainbow, becoming even more relaxed, even more lazy, until eventually you realise that you've stopped floating downwards and you find yourself on the shore of a tranquil lake. A large tranquil lake, surrounded by softly rolling hills that are shrouded in a gentle silver mist. There are trees and sweetly scented flowering shrubs and grasses growing at the water's edge. And everything is bathed in a beautiful golden light. A golden light that seems to bathe everything in its warmth. And you find yourself marvelling at the sense of deep calmness and comfort that seems to fill your entire being as you stroll lazily along the sandy shore of this wonderful lake, noticing with a sort of lazy curiosity that it seems to be constantly changing colour, subtle changes blending so smoothly that it's difficult for you to know exactly when limpid blue has become a deep, soft violet, or when that deep violet became a relaxing, translucent green. The changes of colour fascinate you, and you settle yourself down onto a small, smooth rock and just gaze out across the crystal clear waters. Every so often, something, a fish maybe, just something, just breaks the surface, creating ripples that seem to flow gently and endlessly in all directions. Ripples that eventually lap against the edges of the rock that you're sitting on. You smile and lean forward to dabble your hand amongst them. And as you do so, you create yet more ripples, ripples that shimmer in a kaleidoscope of different colours across the lake, interacting with the others and making new, ever-changing patterns. You realise that this tranquil place is the pool of all knowledge. That while you are here, you are part of everything, and everything a part of you. And you find it easy, so very easy, to open your mind, to let go of any barriers to memory or learning. And now your mind is prepared and receptive to everything I'm going to say to you. And everything I say, if it is for your benefit, will be accepted and acted upon by the subconscious. It will have a steadily increasing effect upon the way you think, the way you feel, and the way you behave. And the influence of these suggestions, as they are for your benefit, will continue to increase over the coming days and weeks and months. Your subconscious mind has confirmed that it is helping you to relax, helping you to cope so much better with life, and giving you a confidence within yourself to deal with any situation that life has to offer. Your subconscious mind has also given you a new understanding of yourself, and this understanding gives you the power to make vital changes for your benefit. So now, with every day that passes, your confidence is increasing. The confidence of knowing that you are capable of doing whatever you set your mind to, with a positive attitude and a quiet strength. Now, more and more, you become aware of a transformation taking place in your personality, and you are adopting a more positive outlook on life. You believe in yourself more every day, and you are learning to act boldly, realizing that you are fully capable to making the proper decisions and having the confidence to carry them through. So each day you become more secure within yourself. With your new relaxed attitude, both towards yourself and towards others, you realise that you are gaining control. Control of your thoughts, your feelings, and your emotions. And this gives you a tremendous feeling of satisfaction, knowing that whatever happens, you can deal with the situation in a calm and a relaxed way. You know that the key to good health is a calm and relaxed attitude towards life. Now you begin to accept life as it is, and you accept people as they are. So, as you continue to relax more and more with every day that passes, you feel better within yourself and about yourself. This gives you the opportunity to become more aware of the wide range of the resources which are yours, resources which are within you, which are there for your use. As you become more aware of these resources, then you become more and more confident. And with these new resources, you know that you are directing your life now, and you know that life can bring the good things to you. In this way, you are happier with each day that passes. Anticipate happiness, and happiness is yours. And of course you feel better each day because you are happy. I want to remind you, your life can be fun. Every phase of your life can be a joy. And of course, it all now depends on you. Because you, and only you, can allow thoughts to live in your mind. And how you think determines how you feel. And how you feel influences the world around you. And you can learn to choose your thoughts with awareness of their power. You can seed beneficial thoughts in your mind. And day by day, you'll find more and more how important it is to choose your every thought with care. Because the thoughts you seed in your mind, the concepts and beliefs you accept with feeling, inevitably become your own living reality. How you choose to think today influences all your tomorrows. And your life is too valuable, too miraculous, to be left to chance. For this planet is a game player's planet. And the big game in life is a kind of treasure hunt, with the real you as the hidden treasure. And the real you is a treasure worth finding. For you, there's no greater treasure on earth. And it's an easy game. Because life is meant to be easy. In fact, you can find your way to the treasure house within while you relax. You may, of course, wonder how the subconscious control mind can so easily arrange for you to achieve whatever objectives you have in mind. Once you detach your thoughts from problems and make a firm decision about the direction in which you want to go, this is understandable, because each and every one of us has a vast sphere of reality, a force field of creative mind power that we have been conditioned by fear and ignorance to fail to explore. A veritable treasure house of health, intelligence, and life understanding. The way this life-sustaining mind works is governed by strict universal laws, for whenever you allow your conscious mind to become focused on your problems, you drag your problems into the future with you, and they automatically attract still more of the same. Your own negative thought patterns provide the psychic energies that feed your problems and keep them alive. So just relax and switch the polarity around and focus your thought energy on how you want things to be rather than how you don't want them to be. And withdraw all your thought energy from the problems, so that you attract the solutions. You attract good fortune like a magnet. The control mind now knows what you want, and what you want, or something even more useful, presents itself, as though what you have been always seeking has, somehow, always been seeking you. Seeking to find creative expression in your everyday living reality. And the incredible fact is that it has. And this is the fresh pattern your subconscious control mind will now carry forward from your childhood to your adult life. Free from the problems and self-limiting influences that only arose through misunderstandings and false beliefs. You're entering a new world of experience, a new quality of life. a more elevated mental and emotional vantage point from which the best options and opportunities in life are always available, will always be seen. Now, while you are pondering on those thoughts, I want to tell you a story. Once upon a time, there were two trees growing by the bank of a river, a tall tree and a small tree. And that small young tree, it knew how to wave and dance in the breeze. It knew how to be very flexible. And when the wind blew, it enjoyed changing its perspective. It enjoyed just dancing and moving, moving and dancing. It would see so many things when it changed its perspective. And that big tree was so inflexible. It used to envy the small tree, but it was a little bit scared of changing its perspective. It was a little bit nervous about it. So one day it asked the small tree, "How do you do that? How do you change the way you see things? Change the way you enjoy things?" And the little tree said, "Well, you must kind of let go and you just let it happen." And so the next time when that wind blew, the big tree really wanted to let go. And the little tree said, "You can do it. You can make those changes. No need to be afraid. Your roots go down deep in the ground. And you can have inner stability, even though you're moving with the winds of change, enjoying the dance, that inner dance of life, and you can allow that to happen all by itself." And that big tree was so happy, feeling its way into a new way of seeing things. And because it had a new way of seeing things, it also had a new way of recalling things, bringing back images when it wanted to recall the dance. And that big tree also learned, as it got more flexible in its behaviour and its perceptions, that what it thought was the horizon was really only a limitation it was placing on itself. And as it danced and swayed and danced, it could see further and further, fields beyond towns. It could even see the sea in the distance. And it was so happy to have a new way of seeing things. So happy to know that it could recall in a new way pleasant images, pleasant memories. Now, each and everything you do better than you have ever done before. You approach each new task with complete ease of mind, knowing that you are relaxed and in a perfect frame of mind. Calm, relaxed and confident. Every day your confidence grows. That means that tomorrow your confidence grows. And the day after it grows stronger than before. As you practice being more and more confident, so your confidence grows and becomes stronger as more and more your feelings of self-worth become strong and powerful. Each day, with each new situation, whenever you need to, you take control, calm your mind, disregard troubles, and you are calm, relaxed, poised, competent, and confident. You are your own person. As you leave here today, you go forth into the world looking forward with a new and determined optimism. For you are armed now with new knowledge and understanding of that person you are. Unique and special. Your real self. Confident in your own abilities to be true to those values that really are important. And to recognize what is false and inappropriate. Now you love and respect yourself for the person that you are, and you will be happy with all that you do have. Yesterday has gone, and with it is gone all the influences that could make it different. Tomorrow is but a myth that we can colour with imagination. But today, this very moment, all is real, and for this moment we live, and then that too is gone, either seized upon and enjoyed or wasted. You can choose too which reality is yours, and you will you not? It is from positive experience that you learn how to use your confidence in a way that builds and grows stronger every day. Increased self-worth. Recognizing even more than before that only good and positive thoughts are of value to you. That negative thoughts harm you. They actually harm you. You allow only good and positive thoughts. It is so very easy to be that person who does not allow for mistakes to be made. And it can be a comfort to know that an error is simply an opportunity to do it differently next time. Perfection is almost never needed. And even champion athletes are never perfect all the time, and sometimes get it wrong. It's interesting to observe that when the Navajo Indians weave their beautiful rugs and blankets, they always leave a knot, an imperfection, so that the gods are never angered and that they are trying to be gods themselves. It can be comforting to know that you can give yourself permission to feel safe and enjoy those things that are important, knowing that the world will not come to an end if you leave a knot, so that the gods know that you are not challenging them, just doing the best you can and leaving it at that. As you go deeper now, just listening to the sound of my voice, you can be aware of those comfortable, heavy feelings of legs, of arms, of your entire body that seems to float in time and space. These hypnotic sensations that allow you to know that you have travelled from one state of awareness into another state in a calm and confident way. And I wonder now if you can allow those feelings to continue. Those comfortable, relaxed sensations of mind and body as you drift and dream. And my voice drifts with you. You now look to the future in that way that tells you that things will go well, that you will succeed, that you are special, attractive, intelligent, and capable. And in this way, you program yourself to succeed, and you will succeed. You now look to the future and see only good things and good people happening to you as you move forward to grasp opportunities seeing those opportunities clearly. Intensely aware that all your worthwhile goals are attainable. You have all the confidence you need to build upon. All the capabilities and capacities to be that person that you want to be. Special and exciting. You and you alone have your best interests at heart. You now take control of your life. Now. You are taking control. You trust your own judgment in all things, and you know that you alone have your best interests and those who are close to you within your control. And it is with profound satisfaction now that you undertake and commit yourself to your own best interests, utilizing to your highest potential your capability, your special qualities, accepting your feelings of self-congratulation as you achieve your worthwhile goals. You find it easy to concentrate on what is important to you. Your subconscious mind helps you in those ways, reminding you of your successes, of your positive abilities, of all your special qualities. Others appreciate you more as you demonstrate your confidence. Your positive approach allows those around you to have confidence in you. As your confidence grows and manifests itself in your day-to-day success, now your creativity discovers new ways of releasing itself to become effective and part of your own special personality. You impress and amaze all with your clarity of thought and expression of new ideas and input into every situation. Once the bystander, now at the forefront, establishing yourself as that interesting, positive person that you are. You can now be aware that you are the equal of all, relaxed and comfortable in every situation. You are realizing now with greater clarity each and every day that you can unlearn that feeling of fear and lack of confidence. You now take a deep breath. Relax yourself from head to toe. And take the image into your mind of you, happy and secure, confident and self-assured. As you tell yourself, I can, I will. This comfortable, pleasant image soothes your mind, and all fear and self-doubt leaves you completely. You unlearn fear by being positive and realizing that the only thing that can hurt you is the fear itself. No longer do you accept fear or negativity. You banish in their entirety all unwanted, inappropriate thoughts and symptoms, allowing only good thoughts and positive feelings to grow and become part of your special personality. You do this easily because you are in control. It will become easier and easier for you to do this as you take control. And you will take control. When you leave here, you will find it easier to feel good about your life. See positive things around you and be aware of all the good things you do. You will live your life in a more positive way and feel happier. When you are ready, open your eyes.